Welcome to the Tucson Tasty Show. I'm your host, Wesley Source, here with Pastor John McClain of Veteran Rescue Mission. Mm-hmm. How you doing today?
I'm great. Yeah, I'm almost completely recovered and rested. So, definitely. It's still processing living on the street for 3 days and going through some really hairy camps that probably your average social service worker's never been to ever.
Yeah, I bet.
But, I'm definitely as grateful and thankful as ever for the blessing of the friends and the resources and my amazing wife. And most of all, probably at this very moment, having a foam bed to sleep on.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. And everybody can still go to veteranrescuemission.org mm-hmm. to donate and support this very important cause to get our veterans off the streets and in the help that they need, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you very much. And I was going to ask, did you get a massage when you got home? Somebody rub your feet a little or something, hopefully?
The only thing that was being massaged was the back of my eyelids, but my eyes.
I was going to say, you kind of dropped off the face of the earth for a couple of days.
Yeah, I was done. Yeah, I was useless to everybody. For about
the long walk.
36 hours, I was very useless. I think we actually did talk in that time, and it was probably just mumblings of what I got across to you, but you're pretty good at understanding my mumblings. So we figured it
fair
out.
Enough. Yeah. Here it is. Here's the full hour.
Yeah.
I'm so excited, and it's super super fun. We've got the layout. We've got some really great people today here at 3 o'clock on a Sunday, which is even better because then you have the food coma kicking in, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you just kick back and listen to the Tasty Bites.
Sure.
Quick shout out to the amazing people that make this possible. Kiki Rogers, Country Financial Insurance, Viral Premium Beef, ERC Junction, Veteran Rescue Mission, Pitcher Rocks, Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing, Bella's Gelato, and Dirty Cactus Soap, and of course, Mafia Kitchen. I hope everybody enjoys the commercial for Mafia Kitchen. We worked on that pretty hard.
Yep.
And today we have for our first segment, a very, very important, fun segment, and a new one for everyone. It's the Tucson Tasty Show Coffee with Ron Arenas, brought to you by The Guys Next Door and Pitcher Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. I mean,
yeah,
how you doing, Rob?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
Mm-hmm. You brought somebody into the show today as well, didn't you?
I did. Yeah. Yeah, I brought my good friend Frank from Tucson Tamale.
Mm-hmm. Tucson Tamale.
Yep.
How you doing, Frank?
Well, I'm well. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, and it may not seem it like it yet, but Frank is a really funny guy.
Is he?
He is a very entertaining.
He's sneaky
about it. He's like real kind of like covert, like you just think like he's a real chill dude and real low-key. He's not. He's super funny.
I just have to tell you this joke really quick. And this one's just for you, John, but everybody else is going to enjoy it, I'm sure. where do bad rainbows go?
I don't know.
I have no clue.
Prism. It's a late sentence, but I get some time to reflect.
Nice. Yeah, you know I love the dad joke, so I will take that, and my kids are going to hate it.
I'll tell my 17-year-old, he'll like send me to my room.
Yeah, for sure.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
When they get to about 17, they send you to your room?
Yeah.
I'll look forward to it. My 15-year-old just got her permit.
Okay.
I'm terrified.
Everybody
in Tucson, watch out. It's a little black Prius, and good luck.
For sure, yeah.
Put a big red X on it. We'll never
share. Absolutely.
There you go. So you, with Tucson Tamale, have quite the array of hot sauces. And we were going to talk about coffee, but I like hot sauces better.
He has a whole wall of hot sauces.
We have. It's called the Wall of Heat. We have like 350 different hot sauces,
ooh,
about 100 different salsas. A lot of local and stuff from around the country.
Okay. You know? I can mess with the salsa, but the hot sauces, that's where you guys lose me. So
we got some mild stuff.
You should put capsaicin in your coffee. It helps you with circulation. I don't know if you remember back to our first show, actually. We talked to Chef Danny Perez of the Arizona Sands Club. He actually did a whole thing about the health benefits of capsaicin.
Mm. Yeah, there is some benefits. There really is.
Huge benefits.
Yeah.
Circulation, all kinds of stuff. And the research goes on. Why do you have so many hot sauces?
Well,
other than they're delicious on your tamales.
Well, it was just, when COVID hit us, we needed to come up with a little something different.
Mm.
So it started from 4 hot sauces on the wall, and it's grown since.
Fair enough.
Everybody loves it. I mean, we have tasters there, so you can come and taste what you want to buy before you buy, because the last thing we want is a hot sauce sitting in your fridge for a year you don't want to use.
Yeah. So 3.5 years Fair ago, enough. You only had like four hot sauces on
four
the show?
Four or five, yeah.
Wow.
And a lot of toilet paper. But we're done with the toilet paper now. Just hot sauces.
Nice.
Flashbacks.
So Tucson Tamale is not only hot sauce, though. Tell us a little bit about your restaurant.
I mean, of course, tamales. And we're, 15 years in a row, best tamales in Tucson. And we're doing our 15-year anniversary next Tuesday. Mm. So everything's 15% off. So if you want some hot sauce, it's 15% off next Tuesday. Nice. But, I mean, we have burritos. We do caterings.
Burritos.
We do everything.
Yeah.
Nachos.
Stop in there for lunch or dinner.
Yeah, lunch, dinner. If you want a catering for breakfast, we'll do that for you as well.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, real soon, you're going to have to change the name to Tucson, not just tamales, right?
Yeah. So our motto in the store is, instead of
Taco Tuesday?
Taco Tuesday, we're doing Tamale Tuesdays.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
That's perfect.
So,
what's your favorite tamale?
Mine is the green chili pork and cheese.
That's one is good.
Absolutely my favorite.
That is good.
And then our other big hitters are the red chili beef and the green chili cheese, which are Tucson originals,
Yep.
They've been going back for 100 years with those tamales.
Mm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Tasty. And do you grill them? Do you fry them? Do you
put them steam in a pan? Well, they are rolled by hand in our warehouse, but we steam them. And if somebody wants to grill them on the grill and with some cheese, make it like a grilled cheese tamale, we can do that as well.
Mm. Oh, wow.
It's actually really good if you try it.
I never thought about that.
It's really, really good.
Yeah. We might have to try that.
All right. I tried actually something that just was put on the menu at one of my favorite places to eat. It was a fried tamale. And that was really different, but they steam it and then they cut it in quarters and are literally, it's just diagonally, I guess. Some people can't eat it.
Do they bread it and fry it? No, they just fry it.
Right there. And so that masa just really, it actually gives it a really amazing crisp.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of the same thing when we do it on our flat grill.
With it.
Same kind of
fair enough. So do you have any of these hot sauces that I have in front of you? And I'll name them off. This one's a unique garlic hue. That one is a 650,000 Scoville. This one is Barbacoa. That one's that's actually one of my favorites. The best developed flavor. Another really, really nice one. This one's chili Laguna de Fuego, I guess. And I'm making it up. No, that's how you say it. There you go. But that one's a nice one. And then you have the shark. The shark is really interesting because
have you tried all these?
We have sharks.
I have.
You have tried them all.
Yeah, okay. I've got about... let's see. I've got 20 more at home.
Okay.
So you're trying hot sauce.
You're trying to compete with Tucson tamales. I see you. Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, awesome. Well, good luck.
If I'll put this up for grabs for everybody at home. This is a really cool sticker. It's actually Pepper X, and that's that last one that I got, and it's actually the last dab experience. And apparently, it's an experience that lasts for up to 5 hours for some people.
No.
Whoa.
No.
No. Wrong. Nobody's answer, going for the sticker? Okay.
Nope.
Wrong answer. but no, it's I love hot sauce. You want to try one, Ron?
Yeah, I'll try one.
Which one do you want to try?
I'll try that one that you said is... Yeah, that one.
The barbacoa. Yeah.
I will try the one that is the least hot.
The barbacoa.
Okay.
Now, the barbacoa is, I think it's actually the Serrano chili. Did you want to try some?
No, I'm okay.
Okay. He has the hot sauce. He does not eat the hot sauce. But that's okay, right?
But I do have a guy that tasted every single hot sauce in there.
Okay.
And he can tell you, you just ask him what your taste, what you like, and he can point you in the right direction.
Yeah. Interesting.
He is. He's very knowledgeable.
You do not give me that much hot sauce.
I'm trying not to. It's a little dab. This one is really good. I actually use it in almost everything. Here.
I already feel myself sweating.
There you go.
No, that one's not bad at all. It's not.
Okay.
It's very tasty,
though. The Serrano pepper is only 60,000 Scoville, so it's actually pretty low.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say Serrano's not bad. It's,
no.
It's not a ghost pepper, that's for sure.
Okay, that was good. You tried to not kill me on that one. I appreciate it.
It's a slow burn, so don't thank me yet.
Okay. It's not bad though. It really isn't.
So that one I put it in drinks. I put it on or mac and cheese. I put it on nachos and everything else. But yeah, that one's a really good one. And you can actually send me a email at the Tucson Tasty Show @gmail.com if you want to know about any of these hot sauces, and we'll get you some. Okay. And if you have any questions or if you have a dare, I'll do that as well. But I am Wesley Source, here with Frank of Tucson Tamale, Ron with Pitcher Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing, and the guys next door, and Pastor John. I'm your host of the Tucson Tasty Show. We'll be right back. A special thank you to our sponsors: Kiki Rogers Country Financial Insurance, Verro Premium Beef, ERC Junction, Veteran Rescue Mission, Bello's Gelato, Pitcher Rocks Cooling, Heating and Plumbing, Dirty Cactus Soap, and Mafia Kitchen. I don't know if you've tried their cannolis yet, but you need to find them. They're a food truck. What's a cannoli with you? All right. Enjoy the commercials here for a second. Oh, welcome back to the Tucson Tasty Show. I'm your host, Wesley Source, here with Pastor John McClain of Veteran Rescue Mission. We have some special guests here in studio with us today. We have a good friend of mine. His name is Tyler Gaddy. How you doing today?
I'm doing good, Wesley. Yeah. Thanks for having me today.
Absolutely. And tell everybody, what do you do?
Me? Occasionally,
Other than be awesome.
No, he is.
Well, I shave my head every morning. I put my socks on. Oh, well, and then done. Beyond that, yeah. Occasionally I sell a house or two.
Okay.
Or 40.
Yeah. Or more.
Yeah. So you are one of the rising stars in the real estate industry here in Tucson, aren't you?
I'm pretty old, so I don't know if rising star still classifies, but I am designated as one of the top 1% of realtors in America.
In America.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
And we have you here in Tucson and Phoenix now, right?
Actually, we cover all of Arizona now.
Oh, all of Arizona.
Yeah, that's even we're actually better. Working on a 760 lot development that's going to be down in Benson.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Nice.
How do the listeners get a hold of you?
You just call me directly. So my number is 520-300-2597. And just so you know, I do pick up my own phone. I actually had somebody, I was talking to one of our other guests, and I was telling them, I get at least four calls a day where people will call me, and I get heavy breathing in the phone, and then they hang up.
Interesting.
And then I have to call back, and I'm like, hey, it's Tyler, like, what's going on? And then they're like, I didn't think you'd pick up. And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, you called my phone. And they're like, well, I thought I'd get Tessa, your assistant. And I'm like, okay, that works, I guess.
And he still answers his own phone. That's incredible. Yeah. And you have your own team. And where are you located?
So we just actually opened up our newest office. That's in Sam Hughes neighborhood. So it's on Broadway, 2919 East Broadway. And we've also got the brokerage has got a couple other offices. We've got one on River. We've got another one on the east side by Tankerverde. And then we've got one in Scottsdale as well.
Awesome.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, thank you for being here in the studio with us. This is just a fun time. And we actually have executive chef Mike Elefante, the owner and chef of Mama Luisa's. You got your stretch in before you got on the show.
Always stretch, man. Just stretch every morning. Got to stretch at night. Got to be limber.
Yes.
Yeah, keep it limber. Don't want to pull a hammy.
Yeah, never. You don't want to be limping around.
If anybody ever wants to pacify Chef Mike here, all you have to do is give him some of these. Tell us what you got.
Dude, these are the best gummy bears in the world, man. The Albanese, jeez.
Those are literally the best gummy bears in the world. Yeah.
So my daughter knows all about these gummy bear things.
She's on our softball team.
I'm on, I'm the first base coach on my daughter's softball team.
All right.
And if you get to first base, you get a gummy.
Oh.
So it's like bribery, right? So these girls get a hit.
Pavlov. And we see your tricks.
And we ended up winning the championship this year. So,
Does it ever backfire on you where they don't want to hit a home run?
No. Well, they don't hit home runs yet. They're still 10 years. Okay. So, but if they hit a home run, like they get an in the park home run, they're getting two.
They get the bag?
They get extra. Yeah, 100%.
You also have an incredible food truck, and it's Guido Q, right?
Guido Q. Yeah.
And And we're talking about hot sauce in the last segment. You're working on something, aren't you?
Yeah, we got a little special something coming down the pipeline. It's a Jardiniere hot sauce. So I wanted to do something that was very much Italian still. Mm-hmm. And, you know, antipasto, relish trays, all those things. You know, Jardiniere is always something on there. And so I wanted to take that root vegetable base to it and then throw a bunch of different chilies in it. There's Calabrian chilies, jalapeno chilies, habaneros, you name it. There's like six different chilies in this thing. Mm. But it's really cool. We put white carrots in it as well, and all the root veg is white, so that way the whole hot sauce itself is like a really coolish beige color.
Fair enough.
So,
and for everybody that doesn't know what Jardiniere is, when you go to Luke's and you ask for the sandwich,
or you go to Mama Luisa's,
or Mama Luisa's, I'm sorry, Mama Luisa's, and you get the Italian beef,
go to Little Tony's, or you know, something.
All right, a little egg in my face there. Sorry about that.
It's all good. I like to play,
but you get the Italian beef and you ask for the peppers. That's what the peppers are.
Mm. Yep.
It's the Jardiniere.
Yeah.
And it was literally growing up. It was on the dinner table for every meal, not just pasta. We're having peanut butter and jelly. Jardiniere. Not kidding.
We did a lot, but not for peanut butter and jelly. Yeah. That seems. Yeah. Wow.
It's filled.
Was it good?
It was delicious. Never had it. But it was there. That's the whole point. Yeah. It was a fundamental.
It was there.
Fundamental cornerstone of the table for dinner. You get it out, and you put the spoon, and if you get an olive, well, that was the secret treasure. You get the olive out of the Jardiniere jar.
Yeah.
You'd
be like, oh. And it'll perk you up real quick. Oh, yeah.
But, you know, tell us a little bit more about Mama Luisa's.
Yeah, so Mama L's, we've been around since 1956. We're going on year 68. You know, Tucson Institution, been in the same location, 2041 South Craycroft Road. We're about a quarter mile north of Davis-Monthan Air Force Base.
Yep.
We specialize in homemade pasta. We make about 120 to 150 pounds of pasta a day, from lasagna, linguine, fettuccine, manicotti, you know, shells, rigatoni, spaghetti, you know, you name it, man. We do the thing.
Hmm.
We make about 45 gallons of the tomato sauce every other day, age it 2 days before we use it.
45 gallons.
Yeah. Yep. We have this big bathtub-looking steam kettle that we cook it in. And the tomatoes we use, they're a canned tomato, but they're a really, really rad tomato. They're packaged only at one time a year at the peak of harvest. The company's called Stanislaus. Mm. So it's a consistent tomato year-round, whereas if you used fresh tomatoes in the summertime, they're going to be fantastic. In the wintertime, they're going to be terrible.
Right.
And then in March, July, they're going to be even more terrible. So you get this really beautiful, consistent tomato year-round. We've been using their product for 40-something years, and I mean, it's the best tomatoes around, man.
Fair enough. I can definitely smell the tomato sauce, and it's just absolutely incredible. And you can definitely tell that you cook it properly, because there's a lot of places that you get this tomato sauce and you're like, okay, that was cooked this morning and it was 2 hours.
And it's bright red and it's got sugar in it. None of that with us.
Yeah.
It's done the proper way.
My great grandma Bellissimo, actually, was her maiden name. She said that if tomatoes were not, if the sauce wasn't cooked for more than 4 hours, it was raw.
Yeah.
And I agree fully. Yeah, that's a pizza sauce.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Did you know any of that, John?
I knew nothing. Every day I do this show with you, I learn 1,000 things new because I know nothing. I feel like I'm probably even younger than Chef Mike's kids that are in studio. I feel like they know more about food and probably have a more diverse palate than I do. So thank you for teaching me once again.
Do you have any questions, Tyler?
You know, I wanted to add one thing because I was talking to Mike outside. One thing he didn't mention was he actually grows some of his own peppers and stuff too. Mm-hmm. I mean, this guy's like... So, you know, one of the things that Tucson's known for, and I know you know this, is the UNESCO, the City of Gastronomy certification. And, you know, guys like him are the reason that we have that.
Absolutely.
Because when when you're looking at that certification, it takes not only just, you know, good food, but it's also the sustainability, the continuity of it. And like, this is just a living example of our community and one of the people that got us this certification. Absolutely. So thank you, sir.
We're actually the, I believe, the only Italian restaurant that's on the UNESCO thing in Tucson.
Yep. You know?
I believe so.
So I think, Rocco, I think, got on there for something, but you know, actual true like Italian pasta mom and pop, you know, thing.
I have to look that up. The only one. He has to be for the Chicago deep dish, though. I mean, that's well, just that's the fundamental UNESCO. Corner. No, it's not.
There's okay. different things that go into it, but I think we might be the only actual like Italian restaurant that's
interesting. Also, what about Guido Q? Tell us more about that and what that's about.
Yeah, so Guido Q started this beautiful journey that it's been on during COVID. I was looking for something to do, and I had always been into barbecue, and I wanted to do something, and that was the first thing that opened up.
I took up stamp collecting, so yeah, that's good. Yeah,
you know, it was like the first thing that opened up outside of COVID was these, you know, barbecue competitions. Mm-hmm. So you're cooking in a parking lot; it's outside, you know, and so we started doing those. We partnered with Traeger, and we started pumping out. And our first one we did the Freedom RV one, and we won second place in chicken.
Mm, nice.
And it was like, all right, I guess we're doing this.
Mm.
So then as it's kind of gone, we've done KCBS competitions. We've done a lot of other competitions. And then I was like, you know, I'm going to do a food truck. I don't want to do another restaurant, but I want to do a food truck. And I want to make Guido Q the food truck.
Mm.
And so by doing that, then we started playing with the menu and creating all this different stuff with it. And it allowed me to kind of continue to practice my competition barbecue while, you know, still, you know, funding it, so that way I'm not going broke doing it.
Beautiful.
Yeah, just like my stamp collection did to me. Yeah, I get it.
You got to sell one occasionally to buy a couple more, right?
I couldn't let them go.
Before we head into the next break, you got to try this hot sauce. It's the barbacoa again, but it's actually not that spicy. It's more like a serrano. It's probably my favorite hot sauces out of all 25 hot sauces that I have in my fridge at home.
That's pretty yummy.
Yeah, right?
And it's not hot.
No.
So on the Scoville units, what's that compared to the other one?
I think it's about 60,000.
And that one's 2 million?
This is, it's around 3 million.
Oh, yeah. I want to try it, but I'm so scared.
Well, I am your host of the Tucson Tasty Show here with Chef Michael Elefante, Tyler Gaddy of Tyler Gaddy team, Pastor John McClain, and we'll be back after the show. Thank you to our sponsors, Kiki Rogers, Country Financial Insurance, Vera Earl Premium Beef, ERC Junction, Veteran Rescue Mission, Bella's Gelatos, Pitcher Rocks, Cooling, Heating, Plumbing, Dirty Cactus, Soap, and Mafia Kitchen, and the newest one, the Guys Next Door.
Yeah.
Don't forget to stay tasty, Tucson, and we'll be back shortly. Welcome back to the Tucson Tasty Show. I'm your host, Wesley Source, here with Sean Smiley, Pastor John, and Chef Mike Elefante. You got to say it that way every time, right?
I like
it. As long as it's not Sally or Susie.
Fair enough.
Don't call me Roberta.
Yeah. Or late for dinner.
I'm not late for dinner.
And now we're heading into one of my favorite segments, and we have Sean here to bring us in.
It's time for Tasty Bites with Pastor John McClain, brought to you by ERC Junction and Sean Smiley.
Boom.
Man, there it is.
That's smooth.
Crushed
we just need to record that so we can push that every time.
Yeah, every time.
Amazing. definitely better than what I did. No. You want to switch shots? Let's just switch spots. I quit.
No, that's okay. You're the man.
You worked too hard to get here.
So you brought in some amazing bites, and please tell us about it. And everybody at home can see this on YouTube, and also or later this week. Maybe while you're eating your Thanksgiving dinner, because you know Thursday is Thanksgiving, and go.
Yeah. So first off, we'll start with number one.
Okay.
Is the most what's the word?
Delicious.
It's absolutely delicious. Underwhelming look inside of a to-go container as you could ever have. But the Mama Luisa is 100% the house that Joe Special built. We wouldn't be anywhere if it wasn't for that dish right there. That's our homemade linguine. Layered with hot pepper seeds, garlic and oil, cheese. We bake it in the oven, then we finish it with our aged tomato sauce right on top of there. That bad boy is just, it's happiness right there. And then we've got the caprese here with roasted tomatoes, the mozzarella we make, just made that today. And then you've got some Vista microgreens, so the little microgreens on there. There's cantaloupe and sunflower microgreens on there. Pretty rad. They're from down in Sierra Vista. And then you've got Guido Q right here. This is the gold standard. So this is the slow-smoked pulled pork that we do. The tobacco onions, they're like crunchy onion straws, a little black kale Tuscan slaw, and then zucchini, and then the Guido gold sauce right on top of that. And then lasagna. I mean, you know, the most romanticized Italian dish and bane of my existence that ever was. everybody shows up to the Italian restaurant. They're like, I want the lasagna. And then they try and like, it's not as good as my grandma made. Well, that's because your grandma made it, buddy.
You know, I actually tried to make my grandma's lasagna, and you're right. I can't even do it. So, yeah. I mean, and she taught me.
So how do you expect me to?
Hours and hours of standing next to her in the kitchen and trying to do it. I think it was because she made her own lasagna noodles. I'm sure you do as well.
So those are all homemade.
Yeah, and I've learned with my mom's special dish, she makes this white rice and cream of mushroom chicken dish. It's just the amount of, you know, each ingredient that she puts, that's what I expect in it. You know, and if you put a little bit too much of any of those ingredients, it's like, well, this isn't right. Yeah. So I think that's what you're contesting with probably more than anything else.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, you get people who come in and they go, well, the tomato sauce isn't as good as my grandma's. Well, your grandma made a quart. I make 45 gallons.
Right. Yeah. So. I will be honest, though. Your lasagna is probably the closest thing I have to my grandmother's. So, I mean, it's my mouth is watering waiting to try this. So I'm going to go ahead and pass.
Yeah.
What do you want first?
The sandwich is bomb, man. The sandwich is.
I gotta say, Guido's gold sauce.
We'll call it Guido gold.
So it's got such a great ring to it.
What is it?
So it's a mustard barbecue, similar to like a Carolina honey barbecue, but we make it in house. But we use a lot of Sonoran ingredients. So instead of molasses or brown sugar, we use agave in it, and instead of cayenne, we use chiltepín.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got just French's mustard, you know, and a couple other, you know, spices that go into it, but it's rad. It's that sauce is, if you're not a mustard barbecue person, I tell everybody to try it and they go, okay, if mustard barbecue tastes like this, this is what I'm getting into. And then with the slaw, I'm not a huge fan of cabbage slaw. Mm-hmm. Especially, you know, it gets like soggy and gross, where kale has the black Tuscan kale, it's got a lot more body to it. It's thicker, but it's tender as well, but it's kind of got that bitterness that goes really well with the traditional coleslaw that we put in when, you know, it's just sugar, apple cider, lemon juice, you know, those kind of things. Mm-hmm. And then with the crunchy straws on there, I mean, it's phenomenal. Mm, we smoked that.
Awesome. What do you think about that, John?
That was excellent. Yeah, it's one of my favorite things about this show. Not only do you bring in the chefs that make some of the best food in Tucson, is like,
right?
I taste something I've never had before,
or ever. You necessarily wouldn't taste.
Yeah, I mean, it's just this an accoutrement of flavors that you really don't expect, but they're all dancing in the same beautiful harmony in my mouth. So thank you for that. Yeah, this is delicious. I mean, I really, even having eaten it and looking at it, I still don't really know what it is. But it tastes amazing.
Yeah. It looked a lot prettier and fresher when I put it in there, you know, an hour ago.
No, it looks great. But it looks great. I just don't have an understanding of food. Like, I'm not a foodie necessarily. You know, that's kind of the fun part of me being on this show is, like, this show teaches me. Wesley teaches me regularly, like, about this stuff. But it's amazing. It's amazing. Yeah,
Thank you. Well done,
man.
Appreciate it.
I just tried the linguine and I gave that over to Sean here. Now, this is one of those things. I don't know if you remember. Or, well, of course, you know what ratatouille is because you have children. And that moment where he takes that first bite and he's like skeptical and he puts it in his mouth and he zooms back to his childhood. That's what just happened.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh. I mean, there's a reason that you were always my grandfather's favorite Italian restaurant in Tucson.
And you know, and it still tastes the same. I mean, our biggest thing is, you know, we've been around since 56 and the whole reason we're still around is consistency. So it's got to taste the same as it did day one in 1956. And if we lose that, then there's no point in doing it. So
that's fantastic.
It was good in 1956. It's still damn good now. So. And, you know, it's cool. It's like you'll get these generations of families that'll come in, you know, because the restaurant's been around so long that these kids, you know, the great-grandparents are there now with their great-grandkids. There's four generations sitting at a table and, you know, they're ordering the same thing that they had when they were there, those kids' age. And that's right. You know, they're the fourth generation sitting there with them and it tastes the exact same.
Very Italian.
So, and then, you know, so it's, you know, it's like, it's really, really cool thing to see. It's not something you see at a lot of places.
No.
And it's definitely one of the better parts of it when, you know, when you're having a bad day and you see that and you see, you know, those people enjoying themselves and reminiscing and, you know, going back in time. It's a really nice time.
Guido's Gold. Perfect name. That is really delicious.
That is solid. I don't like a lot of pork, but that pork I will eat every day.
Yeah, we do a light maple smoke with it. So I run everything on a Traeger. I'm not sponsored by them, but I
should be.
Fully endorse them. We do a lot of stuff with the competition side. We actually just took second place brisket in the Arizona Barbecue Series event up in Florence.
Congratulations.
So, and we took eighth place chicken. So, and everything we do on Traegers, we get called the easy bake ovens. And because, you know, everybody's burning wood and, you know, we're setting them, drinking White Claws and setting my temp. And it's like, you know, the sous vide of smoking. And I'm enjoying myself. And these people are staying up all night, you know, cooking. So I get to fall asleep and get 6 hours of sleep when I'm at a barbecue competition.
It's like glamorous smoking.
Yeah.
Gloping.
But, you know, you can have that. It's got a very low, like, barrier of entry to get in to be good at it. But to really nail it, it's just like any other smoking. Like, you got to learn, you know, how it goes, how the meats cook, you know, your different cuts. And it's all different, you know, things. But that maple wood on that Traeger, man, is one of my favorite woods to smoke with, especially with pork, because it's a very light, just kind of kiss of smoke as it goes through it. It's not overly smoked. I'm from Tucson. I've born and raised in this. Everybody uses mesquite, and it's just not my jam. I don't like mesquite. It burns my nose. It's you know, if you go too hot with it, it hurts to smell it. Your nose hurts after you go to the place.
So what's your favorite wood to use?
I like hickory.
Okay.
Honestly, hickory and oak are just beautiful. Like, if you do them properly, like, you know, everybody thinks hickory is bad, but it's because of liquid smoke, right? Liquid smoke is what they use for hickory, or, you know, or hickory is the tar that they make the liquid smoke with. But oakery and hick, man, those are the best.
So my brother gave me a smoker. It's electric. And you know, it's not the Traeger.
Boogie, boogie, boogie.
So yeah, I don't know, like 7-8 years ago. So ever since then, I'm the guy that they're like, hey, will you make the turkey for Thanksgiving? So what tips can you give me to help me please everybody this year?
That's a great question, Sean. Yeah. You're good, man. We'll just leave and just eat.
Number one thing, 100% with any turkey, whether you're gonna bake it, roast it, fry it, whatever, you gotta brine it. That's the number one thing. Number one thing is brine it. You can find plenty of recipes online, and then you can kind of substitute and get fancy once you want to, but you have to brine it 100%. Even if it's just water, salt, sugar, equal, you know, the proper ratios. That's where it's at. And then you kind of go from there. For smoking it, I'll brine it for 2 days, rub it down the skin in butter. So take, you know, hands inside of the skin, you know, rub the whole turkey down in butter. And then you can just kind of slow roast it. I do 225 usually for about 4 hours. 4 hours with smoke is really where you're going to get the most smoke flavor into your meat. Anything after that, it kind of is a little much.
220, you said?
225.
225, okay.
Yeah. And then after that, just roast it, 425.
So brine it for 2 days.
So what that does is it fortifies the flavor and it keeps it from drying out. So you get this nice, juicy
So what kind of container do I need to...
You get like a 5-gallon bucket from Ace Hardware.
Okay.
Yeah. And you just put the lid on it.
Keep ice.
Throw it in your fridge.
Change each other. Exchange numbers and get the ice later, Sean.
our listening audience out there, they want to know.
Sure. I'll tell you what, Sean, I'll bring in some of my smoked turkey because I'm famous for it, and I do it on a Traeger. It's solid, but I do brine it for it's at least 24 hours, usually a few days. So because I would brine turkey if I had the option, or turkey, pizza. If I could, because brining just changes the entire flavor profile and everything else. But I wanted to ask you about ERC Junction, and please tell us a little bit more about that. How can people get a hold of you?
We just love, my partner Don and I, we love helping businesses who qualify get money back from the IRS. What better thing can you do for people than that, right? Mm-hmm. And there are so many business owners out there who just, they don't know if they qualify. We're here to help. We'll look at it, and we don't charge anything to find out if they qualify. We want to be able to get as much money back as legally possible. Our website is ercjunction.com. You can email me there. Sean is Sean at ercjunction.com. Or you can just call my mobile. Call me directly, 520-576-3524.
Well, thank you so much for being here today. And I'm Wesley Source, your host of the Tucson Tasty Show. We'll be right back. Again, special thank you to Kiki Rogers, Country Financial, Insurance, Vera Earl Premium Beef, ERC Junction, Veteran Rescue Mission, Bella's Gelato, Pitcher Rocks Cooling, Heating and Plumbing, Dirty Cactus Soap, and Mafia Kitchen, and of course, the guys next door. And a special thank you to Chef Mike Elefante of Mama Luisa's and Guido Q for the tasty, tasty things that you brought into the studio today. Welcome back to the Tucson Tasty Show and the first full hour show. We now have in studio some more amazing guests. Yeah. And well, some of my favorite people, Pastor John McLean, of course, of Veteran Rescue Mission. We have Kelly of Dirty Cactus Soap, some of the most incredible soap.
Yeah, my car smells like what does it smell like?
Apple pie
right now. Like, so every time I get in my car, I think of you.
Awesome.
and some of the most unique things that you could possibly have hanging from your mirror in your car, and they do really last for a long time. Mm-hmm. Like, every
freshies
time I get in my
I
put it in a month ago and I'm still getting in. I'm like, ooh, there it is.
There's
and
apple
it smells
pie.
Like you're climbing into an apple pie.
And it's not like, it's not too much, it's not overwhelming, it's just like a nice, smooth, crisp smell.
That's every perfect. Time. Yeah. They're supposed to last about 90 days, and some last up to a year.
Okay, nice.
I'm hoping for a year.
Yeah, shooting for a year. Fingers crossed.
And it's one of the coolest logos, too. You did something pretty unique for us, because not only did we get the Tucson Tasty Show logo, but you actually went above and beyond. You put the fork and the knife right on the plate for us as a little piece of plastic, right?
Absolutely.
And so you get the 3D effect and everything else, too.
Yeah, it's awesome.
How can people get a hold of you to order?
On www.dirtycactussoaps.com. I'm also on Instagram as well as Facebook. And then this Sunday, I will actually be at a craft fair
from
the mall.
So today you're at a craft fair.
Yes.
Outstanding.
Exactly. You're right. I apologize.
I forget myself.
I'm in two places at once.
That's how it happens. Exactly.
I've got the Hermione little necklace that makes it two places at once.
That's what I was wondering what that necklace was. That's what it is.
There you go. There go. Yes. Uh-huh. So I'm in the McDonald's parking lot with a lot of other things.
Cool.
So you can come and see and smell for yourself.
That's awesome. And you smell and order and everything else.
Absolutely.
And today we kicked Mike Elefante out of the studio. Reluctantly, of course, but because he's such an amazing person talk to about the culinary scene in Tucson. And we brought in Chef David and of Augustine Kitchen and the general manager. And I apologize,
Justin.
Tell us a little bit about Augustine Kitchen.
I always forget about this. we're located downtown at the Mercado District, quarter mile west of the freeway, at Mercado San Agustin.
Nice.
So we're a new American restaurant that kind of focuses a little bit more on European side of things.
Okay.
With a little bit of focus on seafood as well.
Yes. Nice. And it's some amazing seafood if you haven't been over there, Pastor John. You know.
I'm surprised too, because I love the Mercado San Agustin. It's just like, it's almost like this up and coming gym of Tucson that, you know, more and more people are learning about it, but I've had the good fortune of doing an event there. I have meetings there regularly, and it's a beautiful place, and I can definitely see why you guys fit in there well, and probably why you're having a lot of success because of the area, other than, you know, probably your great food that I have to have. I'm sure Wesley will make sure we get there real soon.
Absolutely. So, there's a couple other things in there. I mean, Press of Coffee is probably one of my favorite, and I'm sure that working in the same place, you have Press of Coffee quite often.
Yeah, we have Presto right there. We also have Decibel at the Annex down the street. That's actually the coffee that we brew in the restaurant as well.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But yeah, we have Decibel. We have Presto. We have Estrella, as well as... Laughlin Mercantile, what's the...
Dolce.
Dolce, and right next to Laughlin is Mast and
Fawn.
Okay, let's stop giving them free advertising and let's talk more about what people like myself who've never been to your restaurant before, what they can expect when they go there.
So, I mean, first impressions for me when I'm walking to the restaurant is always amazing. And you walk in and there's this open kitchen and you can see right back in there. And it's one of the coolest things. I don't know of really a lot of places in Tucson that have that. But with yours, you can see right back in there and you can see the chef at work. You can see the sous chefs and everybody else in the kitchen going gangbusters, which is really fun to watch for me anyways.
Mm, so they're dancing back there. Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. Pretty
yeah.
much.
We love it because it holds us accountable. You know, a lot of places you go in and dine and you can't see what's going on in the kitchen.
Right.
We like that the guests can see it. We also like that the open concept kitchen sits right behind our fresh oyster bar,
yep.
which is something we're also really proud of.
Nice.
Not a lot of places in Tucson serving fresh oysters.
How do you get those? I mean, do you go down to the lake or?
No. We get them shipped in several times a week.
Wow.
Fresh and alive. We store them on ice. We also have a walk-in that we keep them in as well.
Mm.
Rotating variety based on what's fresh.
Okay.
We actually just rolled out a chef's dozen on our new menu. So we used to just do 6 or 12. Now we do a chef's dozen. So you get a free one if you go with that one. Highly recommended.
Mm-hmm.
But the open concept kitchen is really cool. You know, super sexy, modern, right behind a nice large marble table.
Right.
You can kind of hear the action of the kitchen going on a lot, which the guests seem to really like. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
I like the vibe.
There you go.
It's a very like up and coming, like you want to be there type of vibe. Like yes. I've been there for business meetings, but I've also been there like on a date and I felt like it was perfect for both.
We get that a lot. We get a lot of people that walk in and go, you know, wow, I didn't even know this was here. How long have you been here? We don't get a lot of street play because we are kind of in that courtyard.
Right.
So having people walk in and kind of experience it for the first time is pretty cool. Big date place, like you mentioned. Lots of celebrations, anniversaries, birthdays. We're really big on that, and guests like to come in and celebrate that.
Mm-hmm. And brunch. Do you guys still do the brunch?
We do still do brunch, yeah. Saturday and Sunday only, 10 to 3.
Interesting. And what would you say is like your signature dish or maybe your signature dishes?
For the whole restaurant or just for brunch?
For your restaurant, yeah.
For the whole restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Like particularly like me, you know, me with my my little kid's palate and very little variety of things that I've tried. Like if I were to go in there, what's something like, you know, particularly someone from out of town that comes in there, what's something like you gotta try this if you come to the restaurant?
I mean, the oysters are definitely at the top of the list. You know, we're really proud of those. We do a cioppino that's been on the menu for quite some time. That's a seafood stew. You know, it comes with mussels, shrimp, salmon. It's in a nice tomato nage. That's a big one. We kind of took soups off the menu for a while, and we got feedback that guests really wanted soup. So now chef's putting out a couple different soups. Right now rotating between carrot ginger and French onion. And
Chef David, can you tell us about that carrot ginger? Because that sounds incredible, actually. I love ginger and I love carrots, and I'm trying to imagine the way that that would taste, but tell us about that.
We roast carrots with thyme, a little bit of oil, salt, and pepper until they're just roasted. And then we blend those up with a ginger stock with a little bit more thyme, and then just puree with salt and pepper.
Mm.
So it all comes together, and then, you know, a nice crusty bread, right?
You can order bread, so that's an add-on, so yeah, definitely.
Because that's what that sounds like, you know, a nice winter meal with a big piece of bread that you're scooping it out of the bowl with, right?
So for that, actually, the mussels are probably a little better.
Ooh.
So that's made with, like, Sammarzano tomato puree, basil, and, like, a lot of different allium.
Okay.
And white wine, so it's just all braised and cooked down. But, I mean, a lot of our food is, you know, I've worked in a lot of different places, but, like, I think one of my favorite things to do is just to kind of just let flavors speak for themselves. So, kind of like the carrot soup, it's, you know, there's literally 3-4 ingredients in there. It's like, I don't really like to make dishes so busy that you don't really know what's happening.
Agreed.
Like, you know,
definitely get that.
Nice. Carrot and ginger actually goes really well together too. Like I juice, and when you said that, I was like, wow, that's kind of like my juicing, but in a bowl. Like that's such a different like spin on it to me. Like I would try that.
Yeah.
Interesting. And on this show, one of the big things we like to feature is kind of like is the chefs, because like at least I've seen the chefs are kind of like the franchise players of a Absolutely. Restaurant. So, you know, I guess real quick, we probably have about a minute and a half till we have to jump out of here. You know, what was it about this restaurant that really attracted you to it? And what now is one of your favorite things to make or favorite parts of working where you work?
Well, actually, Augustine, I did the groundbreaking for the Mercado, back in the day.
Beautiful.
So, like, I used to have a food truck. Kira, the owner of Augustine, used to frequent the food truck a lot. So when she needed to do the groundbreaking with the mayor and everything for, like, the actual, you know, lot, I did the catering for that. And then I was actually their first tenant for their commissary kitchen where Sace is now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. For the food truck. Oh, so wow. Then I worked in a bunch of other restaurants in town. And when I left the last place I was at, she had gone eaten there and she didn't see me. So she slid into my DMs and said, hey, where are you? And yeah. Kind of rest is history. Then nice. I'm there.
Kismet.
How long have you been there?
A year now, actually, this month. Yeah.
Okay. Nice. So are you classically trained or self-taught?
A little bit of both. I went to culinary school, but I was working at restaurants. My uncle used to have a restaurant back in the day in Green Valley, so I used to work there when I was little.
Nice.
Does he still have a restaurant in Green Valley?
He actually shut down during the pandemic. Oh. Not because of pandemic, but it was like, you know, lease was over, so yeah. He decided it was
this
a good
is
a
time. Yeah.
That's too bad.
Well, that's cool. How can they get a hold of him?
Yeah, where do we find you? How can we get a hold of you? I'm sure you guys do events, or you do a lot of events. So tell us a little bit about that.
So, I mean, the next event obviously is Thanksgiving. So we have a couple openings right now. We're fully booked, but, you know, there's always
booked for Thanksgiving.
In the industry, there's right. always cancellation. So, like, you know, if you kind of keep checking in. And, but that's the next one. Then we have features going in for for New Year's Eve.
Okay.
We're at the address is 100 South Avenida de Convento. We're right there at the Mercado.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nice.
No, it's a beautiful area. One of my favorite places to go and hang out. And absolutely incredible restaurant. Thank you so much for coming in today. Definitely a pleasure.
Thank you.
I am Wesley Source, your host for the Tucson Tasty Show. We'll see you next week at the same time, 3 to 4 p.m. And we'll have Chef Obi actually Forbes Butcher Shop here. Thank you to our special guest and sponsors, Chef Mike, Chef David, Kiki Rogers, Country Financial Insurance, Vera Earl Premium Beef, Veteran Rescue Mission, The Guys Next Door, Pitcher Rocks Cooling, Heating and Plumbing, Dirty Cactus Soap, ERC Junction, Bella's Gelato, Mafia Kitchen. I'm your host, and of course, stay tasty, Tucson.